three on two. Gets it to Kingery. Drives to the hoop. Layup is up and in. And Kingery puts the Indians up 2-0. Right side, Blake. Pulls it up. Takes a deep three off the bench. Knocks it down. Blake off the bench has five. And the Indians lead 14-10. 1:45 to go in quarter number one. Shot fake. Drives inside, puts up a floater in the lane, off the backboard and in. And Drew Kingery puts the Indians right back up front, 16-15. Naylor. Keel, Remeyer, deep three, knocks it down. The Indians answer. They trail 21-19. Kingery, wide open for three at the top, knocks it down. And the Indians are trading buckets with the Mustangs now. 23-22, they trail by one. Looking inside for Remeyer, can't find him. Now over to Kingery, left wing. Back-to-back threes up for Kingery. Back-to-back threes down for Kingery. And he puts the Indians back within one. It's a track meet here in the second quarter at DCG. Jones, Houston, three-pointer is up. He can't miss right now. His fifth triple of the first half, and someone's got to put a hand in his face. The Indians trail 35-27. Remeyer, three-pointer up. Answer hits. And it's raining threes in DCG. The Indians' prowess at the free throw line is keeping them in this contest. 12 of 14. Second one in and out. Keel with a great rebound. Putback shot is up and in. And we're all tied up at 35. What a play from C.J. Keel. Wilmot left. Blake dribbles baseline toward the hoop. Layup is up and in. And Brady Blake, confidence off the bench. He's got eight. And the lead is down to four. Keel going one-on-one with Glasgow. Hands it off to Remeyer. Puts up a floater in the lane. It's up and in. 41-39 with 7:10 left to go in the third. Indians trail by two. Dribbles left. Thought about pulling up. Gets it over to Remeyer. Wide open for three. And he knocks it down. And the Indians are back within one. 43-42. Thomas on him. Tries to break him down. Naylor drive to the hoop. Layup is up and in. What a spin move and up for Cooper Naylor. Right side. Remeyer pulls up deep two. Hits. 7 points in the third quarter for Caden Remeyer. And the Indians lead 46-43. 4:20 to go in the third. Heimba leading the break himself, loses it, gets it over to Naylor, splits the defense, layup is up, and the Indians back up by three. Cooper Naylor with a nice two. 48-45, Indians lead, 3:05 left to go in the third. Step back three is up, hits, and we're all tied up at 52. Bo Houston still having a stellar game. Indians Kingery. They go under the screen. He takes the three to Edson. Knocking it down, Drew Kingery. And the Indians are back up three. 55-52. They get it into Glasgow. 5 seconds remaining. They get it over to Rankin. No, they switch it. Glasgow going right at Naylor. And an offensive foul is called with 0.1 seconds remaining. Cooper Naylor draws a charge. DCG gets it over to Kingery. Layup is up and rattles home and falls. Kingery scores, and the Indians lead 72-70, 1:50 to go in overtime. Tied at 72, 9.4 seconds remaining in overtime. It's Indianola ball, and they are holding for what could be the final shot. Glasscock throws it into Kingery. 8 seconds. Over to Keel. They go backdoor to Kingery down low, and he's fouled on his way up to the hoop with 2.9 seconds remaining. Drew Kingery will be at the free throw line. They go backdoor to Drew Kingery, and he has a chance to put the Indians up with less than 3 seconds to go. Second free throw is in, and the Indians, with free throws down the stretch, will come away with a 76-72 win on the road at number one DCG. What a ball game, what a performance. Indianola 76, DCG 72.